If you're looking for trouble in the market, you've come to the right place. This is the Danger Zone, where we get the latest take from David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It's discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting, and it often determines that companies out there that look fine when you're seeing them from the top down aren't quite as good looking when you look at them from the bottom up. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
DoorDash.
Danger.
DoorDash. It is ticker symbol DASH, Dash. And it's a popular name, but you know, we've been talking a lot with you about zombie stocks, and there's been a lot of companies that they were in the danger zone. They were the living dead and they're worse off now. DoorDash, it's new to the danger zone. So what's going on here?
DoorDash is a pretty classic zombie stock here, Chuck. When we look at free cash flow, which is a number we think is the most important number for investing, and you look at how much cash they have left on the books, it's a classic zombie stock. They have a very limited amount of time left that they can live at their current burn rate. We're showing 18 months. And I don't think that this is a business, Chuck, that's ever going to really be able to make any money. You know, there's no real margin in it. They haven't made any money. They've been trying to take market share. They've got a leading amount of market share. Their returns on capital are highly negative, negative 11% profit margin. It's not like a business you can really scale up. It has a lot of issues. It's a bad business at the end of the day, and it burns a lot of money. And for all the reasons we've been talking about zombie stocks, we think the end could be at $0 per share for equity investors.
And $0 per share, we should point out, this company peaked late last fall, just under 250. It's trading at under 80 today, which means it's down more than two-thirds of its value, but it's still trading at almost $80 a share, and you think it could go to zero.
Yeah, Chuck, I mean, yes. I mean, look, if it never makes any money, right, then there is no value for shareholders. And I do think it's important for people to understand that benchmarking anything to these crazy highs that we saw last year, the all-time highs, like with a DoorDash or Robinhood or any of these, benchmarking to those numbers is a bad idea because we've been in a highly speculative market, stoked by super low interest rates, free money from the government, so that speculation has really run rampant. And when speculation takes over, you got to recognize it's speculation. There's no underlying fundamental reason for the stock to trade where they've traded. Zero. So you reset back to fundamentals. And when you do that, even in a really, really, you know, positive case scenario for DoorDash, it's hard to see the stock pass the single digits. And that's with the best case, not a best case, but a really good case scenario where margins suddenly flip to positive, like 4%, and they grow at consensus revenues for the next couple of years. And then after that, by 11% through 2031. And even then, with all that positive stuff, and the big one is the switch to a positive margin, right? Even then, we can't get to more than $9 a share.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting to me because this company, you know, when you're talking about zombie stocks, the classic zombie stock that we have discussed in the danger zone has been one where the burn rate is high. They're hurt by inflation and rising interest rates. But this one, it's hurt, I think, more by inflation and what's happening with what it does than it's maybe hurt by rising interest rates. Because if you thought margins were tight before and it couldn't make money before, well, now, you know, do I want to be a DoorDash driver when my gas costs are at higher levels, when you've got restaurants being squeezed that much more, when you have competition, which they do, from everybody else. Now, by the way, you know, we haven't talked about DoorDash, but I believe we have talked about Grubhub. So is the problem here not just the company, but the industry? I mean, is this an industry that we love as consumers, but until you kill everybody but one, nobody's going to be able to make it?
Yeah, this is it's a terrible industry. I mean, look, I mean, how many pizza delivery drivers over your life have you ever known to be millionaires, right? I mean, it's a part-time gig kind of deal. And, you know, the other big thing, Chuck, I like to point out is that if for some reason restaurant food delivery becomes a really profitable enterprise, well, the restaurant's going to take it over, right? They're going to want to own the last mile because there are all kinds of problems already with the people that are delivering your food. They don't care. They're not part of the restaurant. The delivery, they don't, it's not something that the restaurants want to give away to someone else as a third party, unless it doesn't make any money, right? In which case, like, sure, you can deliver our food because you can do it cheaper than we can because you're willing to lose money doing it and we're not. But when you're making money doing it, hey, you know what? We'll be happy to take that back and own that and brand it as part of what we do.
Well, and in fact, I think some of that's actually happening in other ways. When you're looking at some of the ways that you can order at your local pizza joint, you can now order online, you know, not just for you to go pick it up, but you can order it online and it'll be the pizza shop's delivery guy that will bring it to you. And it doesn't really look or feel much different. You just have to know which portal you're using to be able to get there. So they already have that competition, but that's a great point. The issue I guess I have with this one is if this company is as obviously headed for serious trouble, if the best you can see for it is $9, then this has to be another one of those companies where there's no real stupid money risk, where especially when you can name the other companies and they're all troubled too, that's like a race for the stupid money risk, which one can get out first, and whoever doesn't get out, there's nothing left, right?
That's right. That's right. No, I don't. I think, you know, that's another thing that hurts DoorDash too. When you're owned by a bigger company like Uber Eats that's willing to burn lots and lots of cash, that's not helpful. You know, you're going to have a lot of irrational pricing competition there. And I think you're right. The stupid money risk has already been experienced. And so I don't really think anyone in their right mind is going to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
And that's why DoorDash, ticker symbol DASH, is in the danger zone. And it'll probably stay in the danger zone for as long as it stays a company. But David Trainer just said it's eventually going to zero. So that may not be that long. David, great stuff as always. Talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is president and founder at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com and the site's on Twitter at New Constructs. David's on Twitter too. He is at TheRealDTrain37. We are heading for home on the Monday, August 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Chris Mack from Harding Loevner will be here when we come back right after this message.